listener production. Like some to die for yogurt on some perfectly soaked burger.
Bad boys get all the yum yum.
Yes.
Yum yum good. Yum yum good.
It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
So I get a message from a random number the other day, Alex Dyson.
Nice.
Not a block number or anything, just a random number. Don't know it. And it just says, hey, mate, just caught up on ADCC. Why didn't Gordon compete in open weight? And I said, what's ADCC? And they said, this feels like a wrong number.
Yep.
And then he said, they say, it's a jiu-jitsu competition. The world's biggest. Yes, sorry, boss, wrong number. Hope you're well, ha ha. Right, so I post that on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then people are like, well, what's Gordon? Why didn't Gordon compete in the open weight?
I'm intrigued now.
I know, right? And then other people start jumping on board going, come on, mate. You got to tell him that it's because the open winner fights in the super fight next ADCC. And if Gordon won this super fight plus the open weight, then he'd have to fight himself. So it doesn't work. So I did.
So you texted him back and told him.
Yeah, I just said that. Apparently it's because the open winner fights in the super fight, blah, 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 blah.
And what did he say to that?
And then he wrote, bah, ha, 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 ha. F man, I'm dying getting this from you. Thanks for looking into it for me.
Oh, that's very good. Helping strangers.
Lol, who is this though?
Yeah.
And then he said, it's Jerry, bro. And that was it.
You left Jerry on red.
I didn't know because I was like, do I know a Jerry?
Jerry Harvey?
I don't know. Yeah.
Head of Harvey Norman?
Oh, that's why he wanted to sell me TVs afterwards.
That could be it. Well, regardless, hope you're listening to the right podcast here. Hope you've got Matt and Alex deliberately. We've got a very big show for you today.
Yeah, that's right. Aside from letting you know that Gordon Ryan is a grappler and Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, considered to be one of the greatest no-guy grapplers of all time.
How do you spell no-guy?
No-gi? N-O-G-I. Anyways, apart from that, what else have we got? Oh, we're chatting to Sarah.
That's right. Fear not if you've felt yourself drifting into uncoolness as you age, as Matt and I have. Fear not, because our 15-year-old listener, Sarah from Brisbane, is going to be jumping on to tell you what's hitting with Sarah. As well as that, Matt, we can tell you what's going to be hitting in the future with a few Matt and Alex horoscopes.
Yeah, we're also going to be diving deep into our mailbags like we're Scrooge McDuck into his sweet pool of money, just backstroking through them coins. This is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Let's dive right in, hey?
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
And now it's time for Matt and Alex horoscopes.
Aries, you've got an awkward amount of coffee left as you head into a meeting, so you decide to scull it. It's then you realise coffee is not for gulping.
Taurus, you will head along to the Grand Canyon, only to find there's an even bigger Venti Canyon next door.
Gemini, your partner will go away for a week, and it will confirm something that you have always suspected. They are the ones who mess up the bathroom.
Cancer, you will discover that going for a walk along the beach is lit, but picking up rubbish while you do it is litter.
Leo, you'll be reminded of a Facebook memory, and then you'll genuinely wonder if there's ever been a single update that you made on your Facebook that doesn't make you cringe to death.
Virgo, remember, turtles are to tortoises as quiche is to frittata. All of them are gross to eat.
Libra, are you a parent getting ready to take your child to the playground? Ask yourself as you look at your child with thick green rivers of snot running down their face and a big warbling, whooping cough that echoes throughout the entire house constantly. Is my child actually sick? Should I not take them to a really populated place with lots of other children who don't have the sufficient skills to monitor their own personal sanitation? Go anyway. It's good to get out of the house.
Scorpio, you will unpeel your mandarin in a single cohesive whole, and then there will be no pips. With this new life moment achieved, orgasms are now a thing of the past.
Sagittarius, a picture taken at the beach on the weekend proves you're getting a bit sloppy, so you vow to eat healthier. This week, instead of getting your regular 8 custard puffs, you just get 4. But then you walk past a new dessert place you've never seen before. They sell miniature custard tarts. You think, what the hell? I only bought 4 puffs. I can add a tart to the mix.
Definitely didn't happen.
It's the future, not the past. Capricorn, your friend Suzanne will litigate a sushi restaurant owner named Stuart after eating a dodgy seafood broth. When your mum asks how your weekend was, you tell her that Sue spewed seafood soup, so she sued sushi stew.
You're Ian, son.
Aquarius, you have to pick something up from a random's house off Facebook Marketplace for your partner. As you're walking out the door, your partner utters those terrifying words. Oh, by the way, you might need to haggle.
Pisces, you will come up with a replacement for rock, paper, scissors. It will be called Matt Chocolate Dog. Dog annoys Matt. Matt eats chocolate. Chocolate defeats dog.
And that is your horoscopes for this week.
Happy future.
Matt and Alex, all day breakfast.
Smell toast.
Now on All Day Breakfast, it's time for our favourite 15-year-old.
I'm calling it...
That's cool.
Drippy.
What about like...
That's pretty cool.
What's hitting?
Little thing called...
What's hitting with...
Sarah.
Yeah, keeping our finger on the pulse. She's a vibe nurse. It is Sarah from Brisbane. G'day, Sarah.
What, a vibe nurse?
Checking our
Hi,
pulse.
Guys.
Does that work for you, Sarah?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. The vibe nurse. You're checking our temperature.
Wow, okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Sarah, you've been manifesting. Is this something that's been happening?
Yeah, I personally don't really manifest, but like it's become, I feel like a much bigger thing recently. And instead of like, I feel like the old version of manifesting used to be like stuff like vision boards and like talking about it with people, and that's how people used to manifest it. But I feel like recently there's actually been like methods that have been introduced. Like, for example, there's the 555 method, and that's where you write down what you're trying to manifest in present tense 55 times, and you do that for 5 days. And then apparently after that, your thing you're looking for will be manifested.
Whoa.
Okay,
oh,
interesting.
Wow. Matt, what would you write down?
Ferrari came straight to mind.
Well, where would you put the baby seat, mate?
Dude, I need to get a dad-only car. I swear, I'm so sick of the other people in my family just destroying the joint. Honestly, the amount of crumbs in the back seat is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm probably one of the kids that does that to my dad. So I can't.
Sarah!
Why is a Kruskit always eaten in the back seat?
Oh,
who knows?
My
but look,
gosh.
Sarah, you're here to help us and our listeners become slightly more relevant to make sure we're not out of the loop. And we've got a couple of people who've been messaging in. First one, Ella says, do teens care about screen time? Is it cool or uncool to be on your phone all the time? Do you look at the screen time functions on your phones and see how long you've been on there? Are you conscious of that side of things, Sarah?
I was, but, like, I kind of turned it off because I felt so bad about how, like, high it was. And I was like, I don't need to see this.
Yeah, like, absolutely. That's the best way to deal with any sort of issue is just complete denial. I think that is the best approach.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was just low-key a violation.
Hey,
like,
as Meg has also gotten in touch with us and said, Baby Bell cheese, hot or not? And if not, what are the favourite snacks of the youth?
Oh, Baby Bell cheese is good. Baby Bell cheese slaps. But
what's okay, what's Meg, Baby Bell slaps. You can totally tell yeah. everyone that. Yep.
What are people snacking on? I mean, there was a time there, Sarah, where you know, I was very jealous of the kids with roll ups.
Oh yeah, God. If only I could be a kid with a roll up.
Look, right? Like technically I feel like a lot of people like that I'm surrounded by, we kind of just like go to the shops and buy stuff. Like my school, for example, we don't have to stay in school for lunch. Like we can go to Servo or we can go to a cafe. And so like half the time I'm broke as well. So I'll come out with like a $4 sausage roll and call it a day. But like, I don't know, like people just kind of grab whatever they want. There's nothing like cool or not cool, I guess.
Do kids have lunch boxes still? Like would people pull out a lunch box out of their bag?
Yeah, most of the time. But like, I feel like a lot of people kind of just go and buy food these days.
Right. So was this cool? Would this be a hit or a miss? Like Alex Dyson's in year 11 and the announcement comes to the office. Alex Dyson, can you please come to the office? And my dad's dropped off my lunch, which I forgot at home in my like thermal lunchbox, which had Arctic Zone written on the front. Would that be like a cool thing?
I don't know about Arctic Zone, but I don't know, slap a Batman on it or something and you could pass. Like, Batman or Spider-Man and you could play it off as a joke. Like,
An ironic sort of, nerdy thing. All right, fair enough. Well, look, Sarah, thank you, as always, for just setting us straight. We do get a little bit old and uncool at times, so thank you very much for making sure that our fingers are very much on the pulse. You are the vibe nurse, and we will catch you next time on Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Of course. See ya.
All Day Breakfast.
Fit check.
Well, it is a Friday, and as we do every week, we want to put the stage over to you because we love getting your correspondence at matt.n.alex on the gram or at matt.alex.com.au. Matt O'Kine, what have people been rabbiting on about this week?
Well, Alex Dyson, Nicole got in touch with us on Instagram and regarding the topic of you getting zapped by the new building.
Man, it just happened before. You witnessed it happen today.
I
did,
and I felt a little pop as well on my finger.
What's going on?
But then, you know, Emily and Bron, nothing.
Bron, what do you have to say for yourself? What are you doing?
Obviously the problem's you guys.
Well, obviously we're electrified.
Too hot to handle.
Nicole says, Alex, you can buy Statik anti-static spray from the underwear stocking section at the supermarket. It will change your life. I used to get zapped on everything, car doors, trolleys, mailboxes, you name it. Then I started spraying on Statik and no longer get zapped.
Statik? That sounds like something from Zoolander. What's that? Moisture is the essence of wetness.
Wasn't it derelict?
Yeah, that's right. You could derelict my balls. well, I'm gonna have to pick up some Statik. Well, if Statik wants to sponsor Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast, I mean, get on board.
Joan got in touch with us, said, did Matt just say he used to bite his toenails? How did Alex gloss over that? It's a very true point.
Did you drop that in convo?
I did.
How did I miss that?
I tell you what, this is a little peek behind the curtains, dear listener, because often, you know, the game of radio or podcasting, it's all about offering.
Yeah.
You know, giving your co-host offers. And I tell you what, I gave you An absolutely juicy prawn on the hook on that one.
You were Margot Robbie opening the doors in Wolf of Wall Street completely nude to me on that. And I was just there playing Xbox in the corner, paying no attention. Mate. How did I miss that?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell you.
Come on. Well, don't tell me. Tell Joan. Joan deserves it. Come on.
Well, yes, I did say that I used to bite my toenails. So what? You tell me a world where that's gross.
This one?
Well, you know, in hindsight, now that I think about it, yeah, it's not great.
How old were you?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't reach them now.
I know. That's why I'm wondering, like, how long, when did you lose it? Because I would say you didn't get older and go, you know what, that is actually quite disgusting. I'm going to stop doing that. You literally just became physically incapable. And there would have been a couple of times where you tried and you couldn't reach it.
Biting my toenails is like eating movie popcorn. You never finish the popcorn. The popcorn finishes you.
Well, thank you very much for picking that up, Joan. But apologies, I missed it. I won't let another one go through the keeper like that. Andy, yesterday after running the Sydney Marathon, this is about seat saving. Yesterday after running the Sydney Marathon, I raced to the Central Coast to watch the triple header of NRLW. I find one free spot, bloke standing in it, saved for a mate. What's the etiquette of saving parking spots?
That's a tough one, isn't it? I mean,
a guy standing there on the bitumen in the space.
I mean, I've seen the bins. You know, the bins usually do that dirty work. But if a person's standing there, if you're willing to stand on the side of the road, then you've earned it. You know what I mean? I think it's yours.
What happened to you snooze, you lose?
Nah, you can't. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Not going to run him over. Not going to nudge him. So he gets the spot. Exactly.
Well, if you start doing that, there would be you'd get some good numbers on a Karen type video.
What do you mean?
Like a car parking confrontation. Someone films that of a dude getting a nudge because he's trying to save a seat. That would go global.
It would be quite a game of chicken, wouldn't it? Like, who's going to back down first?
Yeah.
And also, Thomas got in touch with us. We always love hearing you in voice form as well on @matt.and.alex. So if you feel like you've got something that relates to one of our stories, just hit the little microphone button down the bottom of the messages and just chat away.
And Thomas is chatting about our reference to Mr. Michael Hing.
Hey, Matt and Alex. I heard the podcast today. You were talking about the fancy restaurant you went to with Hing. Also, I heard the day before Hing on the radio talking about this scenario that you're in. He was slamming you, I think, so you're a big top time and you can go out to these fancy restaurants. And he was saying you definitely should have told him. And it's quite funny to hear both sides of the story. But yeah, Matt, you should have definitely mentioned it to him. But Hing, he shouldn't be such a tight ass as well, I reckon.
Thank you, Thomas.
Was he having a go at me?
Playing both sides. It sounds like Hing was on the national broadcaster slamming you.
Oh, what?
Sounds like that.
Mate, I gave him a discount. I said, don't worry, you only have to pay a bit of the bill. I'll pick up the rest. You dog.
Dogged him.
You absolute mongrel, Hing.
Wonder if he mentioned that you gave him the cheeky discount.
Oh, my Lord.
The apology discount.
Yeah. I had a great time. So hopefully we do it again. I promised a little bit cheaper place next time, the old fried chicken and taco joint down the road.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, for getting in touch there. And you're welcome too at matt.and.alex as well. We're going to wrap this week up, man.
Yeah, wrap it up like I was going to say like a taco, but we're going to fold it up like a taco. Hope you've had a great one. And we'll see you back here same time, same place next week.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs @matt.and.alex.